inquiry. So make sure you get in contact with us about that. And, yeah, buyers for the Canterbury Cup and Ron Massey Cup sides due to the Magic Round up at Queensland. But when he's Harvey Norman women's side playing the Rabbits today at Ringrose Park, kickoff is at 11. They get down there and see some live rugby league and great footy, and these girls know how to play and they do not hold back. So it'll be a great day.
Geez, we put you under the pump there, Scotty, and you've responded sensationally.
Very good.
Mate, it's not that. It's Mother's Day, and I've got four pairs of eyes beating down on me.
Oh.
Hurry up.
Good luck.
All right. Great job, mate. We'll speak next week.
Have a great day.
You too. Scotty Foster there from Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars. They are the best. They're the best in the business. And I can say that personally.
There you go.
I reckon the last four cars.
I've seen Jimmy drive too, and I tell you what, he puts them under a bit of pressure, so they must go good.
Fosterscualitycars.com.au. We'll sell another one today, the 2008 Holden VE Commodore. Now, coming up on Racing HQ, we've got Kev Wolf. Ask Kev how the Dragons went. Full preview of Parks Gold Cup Day with Mick Wallace, and plus we'll have a Queanbeyan preview as well. We want your tip of the day,
David. Tip of the day, it's a new betting option at the tab. It's the anytime match score, and this is on the A-League this afternoon. So I think, so it doesn't matter if Sydney FC lose, but I think at some point the Savo, they will lead 2-0. At some point.
Okay.
They'll lead 2-0, so you can have 3.75. So that's an anytime match score. So you can take, for instance, you could take Sydney FC at any point to be leading 1-0. You can have $1.70, but I reckon they'll be leading 2-0 at some point. Even if they were to lose, we'll still collect. I'd be filthy, though, if they lost.
My bet of the day today, New South Wales residents will defeat the Queensland residents at Redcliffe. You can get $2.20 for that. $2.20. Get on that. Get stuck into it, is what I'm going to say on that. Obviously, gamble responsibly. Our caller today that won the Winks and Wingman, Peter from Matcham, who mentioned Mount Eden in the Miracle Mile.
Oh.
So there we go. We're going to send you out a Winks book by Ray Thomas and the Wingman Big. Davey, great job this morning, mate. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. Always good fun, mate. And Ray will be back next week.
We believe so. Yet to be determined.
Nah, he'll be back.
Pending.
He'll be back, that is.
I hope everyone has a great day, especially to all the mums out there. I hope they have a special day and they get spoiled.
Happy Mother's Day.
Wherever you are in New South Wales, Sky Sports Radio's there too. On Deniliquin, 88 FM. Cootamundra, 87.6 FM. Woolgoolga, 88 FM. And Jerilderie, 87.6 FM. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, good morning. Kevin Wolf here. Thank you to Jimmy and Dave this morning. Another 3 hours of entertaining radio with the Big Sports Breakfast weekend program on Mother's Day. Good messages here from some of our jockeys.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mums.
Rachel
there.
King.
Especially mine back in England and my mother-in-law, Chick.
Happy Mother's Day to
Karen
all
McAvoy.
To my mother, Tracy. Have a great day. And to Kathy.
Happy Mother's Day.
Chris Williams.
Both my nans. Happy Mother's Day to
James Innes.
Mum, but all the mums out there.
Happy Mother's Day to all
John
the
Grisdale.
Happy Mother's Day to my mother.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mums.
Grant Buckley.
And happy Mother's Day, Mum.
Happy Mother's Day to all
Sam Clipperton.
Hope you all have a wonderful day and get spoiled rotten.
Mum, sorry about all the cricket balls and footballs through the windows.
Sorry about the time I said I wouldn't get a tattoo and came home with half my body covered.
Sorry, Mum, about the time I decided to move to Australia and leave you all alone with Dad.
Sorry, Mum, about the time I used to flood the back lawn and play mud footy.
Thanks for being there when I need you most.
Thank you, Mum, for all the support.
Always looking out for me and having my best interests at heart.
Thanks for being there, Mum.
Hope you had a wonderful day.
Hope you have a great day.
Hope you have an enjoyable one.
Hope you have a great day.
There we go. Happy Mother's Day to my mum. Not even listening, not a punter, but anyway, you've got to do the right thing, haven't you? So, look, we're at Parks today, and Dale Jeffries, it's Cup Day. In fact, we have harness racing and the gallops on at Parks this afternoon. Big day. So, race course curator is Dale Jeffries. Dale, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. What sort of day in Parks? Lovely and sunny and bright skies.
Yeah, beautiful day today. We had rain during the week, which is good, and the farmers need more, but it was nice for the track, and it's going to be a very good day, and it's rated a 5.
Soft 5, rail is true, and you've got 8 races, and do you think the track will improve during the day? It'll be fair for all?
With the day, I galloped one on it yesterday myself, and it was a definite 5, and with the lovely day today, we could see a 4. by the time racing starts. So, no, it'll just it'll be lovely.
It's a big day, isn't it, with the Jockey Club and the Trots on at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen the Trots. Usually they're on at the night, so it might take away a bit of the crowd. But anyway, hopefully you like your Trots, you go to the Trots. If you like your Gallops, you come to the Gallops.
And if you want to listen to them both, you keep it tuned to Sky Sports Radio.
That's it for sure.
Good on you, Dale. Thank you, mate. Have a good day.
Yeah,
okay. Bye. All right, Parks. And good morning if you tuned into us there at 99.9 FM. Parks is where I started my radio career. First job was at 2PK. 24th of June 1985, drove the old Sigma into town up Clorinda Street. Lived in a pretty ordinary unit in Hill Street. It had a hole in the roof in the bathroom. Only paid $25 a week. What do you expect? But the coachman was our local. My boss was Ken Birch. God rest his soul. Cool Ken used to wear his sunnies inside. He was so well known around Parks. And Bernie Wright, do you remember? He called the footy from the card table on the sideline. Good old Bernie. Ted Goodwin was weaving his magic for both Parks and Forbes. Lord Ted Neil Moy also was a star then as well. Cole was still calling the Gallops. He's been doing it a long time. He was doing it back then. Bill Palmer called the Trots. Morning, Bill, if you tuned in. We had the Harold Park races Friday night. We had the legs of the Daily Double. We had those on a Wednesday afternoon. They were the only races, the Daily Double legs from Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane. Three-way turf talk Saturday morning. Thanks to Max Ewan Motors. And the reason I won't forget that is because Max Ewan, every ad in the three-way turf talk program was for Max Ewan Motors. Every ad ended with the Toyota jingle, Oh, What a Feeling, Max Ewan Motors. So who would have been three-way turf talk then? Bill Collins, Wayne Wilson, probably Ian Craig. We had Don McGuire's Thursday night country music show on the radio station. So we had plenty of things on offer. And, the things you remember, it's a long time ago, 1985. Mick Wallace, were you born in 85, mate? Good morning.
No, I was born a bit before that, Kev. That was fantastic. Really enjoyed that that little flashback there of your early time there in Parks. It was a bit like This Is Your Life. It was really good. Parks is a great town. I always enjoy heading there. And we've got a good program this afternoon, 8 races. It's Parks Cup Day.
Yeah. Yeah, how many Parks Cups have you been to?
Oh, I think about 4 or something like that.
Yeah. No, it's great, isn't it? It's fabulous. It's a big day there with the 8 races, and as we say, the harness on as well. We'll get to that with Craig Easy a little later. But it's been a couple of years in Parks, but the memories are just, as I get older, they just become fonder, I guess, but that's a fairly natural thing. Let's have a look at the program, Mick, shall we? The first at 12:40 is a maiden, and we take out 1, 2, 3 and 16 from race 1. The fixed odds here, 4, Toulon Brooks the fave, 2:40 into 2:15. 5, Donalita, 26. 6, Mandala's Image at 120. 7, Southern Strategy at 480. You've got number 8, Barnum, $61. You've got 9, Glamour Factor at $4.60. 10, Rufio, $9. 11, Got the Tickets at $71. 12, Von Gutesque. Don't know how to say it really, but that's close. $8.50. 13, Waverton Lad, $16. 14, Isaac's Colt, $101. And 15, Bozer is at $23. So, number 4, The Favour, $2.15.
I like the favourite here. My numbers 4, 12, 7 and 13, putting Toulon Brook on top. Cody Nestor trains at Dumbo's. Only had the 1 race start, this son of Hinchinbrook, and that was at Wellington back on the 13th of January this year. Never easy to debut at Wellington. It's a tricky track, tight turning circuit. They come down the hill and then they sweep into the straight, and it is quite a tricky little circuit. And I thought this fellow did okay. He was squeezed up shortly after the start and copped a bit of buffeting. And he was good enough to pick himself up and run fourth that day behind Horn. First up today, he's got a reasonable draw, and Anthony Cavallo to do the steering. I think it'd be hard to beat. And it is pronounced Von Gutesque. He did well there, Kev. So this horse has only had 1 start in the area. That was at Narromine, finished 3rd behind Vintage Flyer. And was on pace that day, box seated, and it was finding the line strongly at the end there of the 1,100 metres. Comes back to the 1,000. I don't see that as any real issue. Has the inside gate. Should be up there in the firing line somewhere. The 7 is Southern Strategy. It's been placed 9 of 16 overall. Coming off a disappointing run at Tamworth last time when it led and faded, but 10 bounce back here. And 13, Waverton Lab's an interesting runner. Was 4th at Wellington, its first run in the area, and then failed at Dubbo last time behind Little Miss Nick. Can bounce back. 4, 12, 7 and 13.
4, 12, 7, 13. Race 1 there is for Bob Skinner Painting Services on Parks Cup Day. Race 2, Choices Flooring Parks Class 2 Handicap at 1:15. 1, 6, and 8, not running here. Fixed odds to the Iceman, $2.60. $2 favourite is number 3, Tribbiani. Number 4, The Jenner, is a $9 pop. Now, the mover so far this morning, 5, Narrow Neck Nelson, 8.50 into 7. You've got 7, Dame Largo, 21. 41 about number 9, Mount Taishan in from 70. You've got 10, El Rey Dorado, 41. 11, Yubulu Lad, 41. Number 12 is Mel B at 81. And 13, More Ransom, 81. So the two at the top, they share it here. The Geisman and Tribbiani, both around about 2, 250.
I think one of the top two in the market will win this. So my number's 2, 3, 10 and 5. Putting the Iceman on top, he's had a fantastic preparation. I think he's had, 8 runs this time in. He's been in the top three on 7 occasions, which includes a win at Narromine 3 starts back where he won comfortably, defeating Traffic Cop and Comzig. And 2 starts back, his first pass past the post and lost the race in the stewards' room. Chuck and Paul declared the winner that day. His last run was very good at Narromine. Got back that day and hit the line strongly to place third behind Some Knights. The effort was good. I think he'll probably be ridden a little bit more aggressively today from the outside gate. Tribbiani, the main danger, will most likely roll forward as well. So I think these two will carve across from the deep and settle down in the first 3 or 4. They look the two hardest to beat. I'm putting in 10 El Rey Dorado for third. I didn't mind this horse's last run at Dubbo, got back on the soft six surface, weaved a passage in the straight, and was closest to them on the line, was only beaten 4 lengths by Kazar. That was over the 1,400 metres. Gets out to the mile today, which I think is a plus. A 5, Narrow Neck Nelson. I thought this was a horse to follow after its mudgy performance 2 starts back when finishing 6th behind Prince Zariz. It was a little bit disappointing on face value at Narromine last time when midfield beaten 4 lengths by Baggio. If it's ridden quiet, I think it can finish the race off. Ashley Stanley's 3-kilo claim will help. 2, 3, 10 and 5 in race 2.
2, 3, 10, 5 the second. Race 3 comes up at 10 to 2. The Vale George Wright and Aiden Plate, 1,400 the trip. 2, 3 and 14 and 16 not running here. Another big field. One is Deegan Way. Now, it's $4 into $3.40 this morning, tab fixed. Number 4, Mud Wasp at $31. $19 about 5, Nice One Wilson. 6, On a Promise. 4.20 out to 4.40. It's 4 to 4.20 about 7, our Celtic Star. 8 is Sheboygan at $17. Money for number 9, Tapanui today, 6.50 into 4.80. 10 is Vocca 61 at 150. 11 is Empowered Madam at 12. 12 Exquisite Dreamer at $16. 13 Occasional 31. 15 Starter Mist at 31. 17 Crimson Page Boy 150. And 18 Billow Road at 150. How do you see it, Mick?
9, 7, 1, and 5, the tips here, going with a Tapanui on top. This 4-year-old by Savabeel has only had the 1 start for Rodney Robb. And you'll see in the form guide, it finished 10th in a field of 14 behind Snip Selva. But I can tell you it had no luck whatsoever. A strange race that. It was won by 100-1 shot. Snip Selva, and it looked like every horse was going up and down in the one spot. They were like corks bobbing in the ocean, and poor old Tapanui was going inside, outside, couldn't find a gap. And look, I don't know if it would have won or anything like that. It was having its first run in 19 weeks, but it should have finished closer. Now, I just think with that run under his belt today, Grant Buckley on top, I think he'll be very hard to beat. 1,300 out to the 1,400 today. I only see that as a positive. Our previous Victorian form was very strong. A 7-hour Celtic Star looms as the main danger. Was third to Tail of the Crowd last time in a 1,400 metre maiden. Was very unlucky. Was held up for a run in the straight. A 1 Deegan Way looks to be building towards a peak performance. Struck a heavy 8 surface there at Wagga last time when beaten 2 3/4 lengths by Flora Bell. And steadily ran on from midfield that day. 5 Nice One Wilson finished 4th over the 1,350. To Wyong last time, getting better with racing and getting better as this fellow continues to step out in trip. So we'll go 9, 7, 1, and 5 in race 3.
9, 7, 1, 5 it is, Mick. We go to race 4, 25 past 2. The Tequino Supercellos Benchmark 58, 1,000 metres the trip. 8, 14, 15 the scratchings here. Fixed odds, 1, Maria Alisa, 6.50 up to 7. 2, Bell Serenade, $18 out to 19. 3, Mum's the Word, got to be the omen tip for Mother's Day. It's 3 out to 3.20. 4, Bit of a Star, $11. 5, Dynamite Dan at 4.60. 6 is Al Jaroba at $18. 7, Bring a Beer Along at $9.50. You got 9, Kazam at $18, in from 31. 10 Simply Striking at $17, 11 Amaretto at $34. Now, money here at long odds, 12 Amare, 120 into 61, and 13 Billy Bent Ear at $6. So 320, mum's the word.
If I recall, I think Mum's the Word ran on Mother's Day last year as well, and I'm not sure the omen came off. My numbers here, 10, 5, 4 and 3. Putting Simply Striking on top here, I think it's the value in the race. I know he's got a poor win strike rate. He's had the 33 starts, 2 wins, 11 minor placings, but he's raced against a better opposition than this throughout his career. First up there at Goulburn, finished last, beaten 10 and a half lengths, but was caught 3 wide, no cover. And given that that was his first run for 32 weeks, he probably wasn't fully wound up. He's performed okay second up in the past. He's got a nice draw, and I think he looks certain to camp just behind the speed. He's going to get a nice run in transit. At the value, will go his way. A 5 Dynamite Dan, one of the most honest horses out in this part of the world. He's won 3 from 43, but has been placed on 15 occasions. He's been freshened up since a stylish victory there at Orange. That was on the 24th of March. Had no luck, was posted deep, and still was too good for Adam and Arctic Warrior. That form looks okay. A 4 Bit of a Star goes into the numbers. It's been placed its last couple at Maruya and the Sapphire Coast. It'll probably get back in the ruck a little bit today, which is not always a good thing for Parks. Sometimes it does play towards front runners. And 3 Mum's the Word has the best form in the race, no doubt about that. I thought she was impressive winning at Narromine last time, defeating Phenomenal Spirit and Pip's Pick. But just a little bit concerned as to where she might get to from the outside gate with the apprentice on board. 10, 5, 4 and 3, race 4.
10, 5, 4, 3. Quaddy first leg race 5 due at 3.01. Parkview Motor in a benchmark 58, 1300 the trip. 6, 14, 16, 17 have been scratched here. 1 is Kruanui at $6, in from 8. You've got 2 Griffin's Gaze, opened $11 this morning, is now at $7, so a bit of a spec for the 2. 3 Fratinator is at $3.10, in from 3.70 fixed. It's the fave. 4 Quietly Confident, 23. Number 5 Squared at 9.50 into 7.50. So the late scratching of number 6 Alpine King has affected this market like Battle of the Move. 7 Baggio, 13s into 10s, 8 Eva Jean, 23, 9 Nordic Noir is $11, 10 Phenomenal Spirit at $9.50 in from 12, 11 is Highly Charged at $31, 12 Emo Girl at 14, 13 is Snip Silver, 23 in the roughie is the 15 Spy Shadow, $81 here. There's been some moves here, Mick, but it's 3.10 Fratinator the Faith.
Yeah, this market has been affected by the late scratching of 6 Alpine King, who would have been the second favourite behind Fratinator. My numbers here, 2, 4, 1 and 9, going with Griffin's Gaze. So I thought the first up run was good at Narromine, finished 4th behind Mum's the Word, got back and hit the line strongly, was only beaten 3.5 lengths. And generally this horse takes a few runs to warm up. It has no real second up form. It's been unplaced in 4 second up attempts, but I doubt he's contested an easier race second up than this in the past, and I think he's probably going up better than ever. He's got the inside gate. He'll probably be a little bit more prominent in the run today, getting out to the 1,300 metres. Grant Buckley on board, I think it'll be hard to beat. 4 Quietly Confident, I think, is the knockout. He's a rising 10-year-old. There's a little bit of give in this track, apparently, today. I think that'll only aid and assist him. He was a strong Warren winner 2 starts back, and then last time was well beaten, but that was in a much stronger race than Narromine Diggers Cup behind Go the Gantry. Sugar Dance was second and Barricade Fish third in that race, and it came out and won at Scone over the Carnival. So that form looks pretty good. Kruanui's going well, just has an awkward draw to deal with. A winner there at Wagga 2 starts back, defeating Motime. And then last up there at Wagga was held up for a run in the straight and never got a clear crack at them. A 9 Nordic Noir. I think with the scratching here of a 6 Alpine King, its chances are increased now. It'll roll forward and should be able to give a sight. Finished 5th in that Diggers Cup behind Go the Gantry last time. That was a really good run. 2, 4, 1 and 9, the numbers in the first leg of the Quaddy Race 5.
2, 4, 1, 9 it is from Mick. We go to race 6 at 25 to 4, the Park Services Satellite Handicap. 1,200 the trip here, and 12 is the only scratching. Fixed odds, 1 Molasses is $26. You've got 2 Ferminar Lad, 11s into 8.50. 3 Sugar Dance at $8. 4 Jet Girl at 6. 5 Orion Fire at 6. 6 Manzana at 4.80. Now, 7 is a Martin Place pick. It's at $19. 8 Bo Hoffer at 26. 9 Star Boy is at 4.40. You've got 10 Anarchy at 61. 11 Delivered, 15's into 12. and 13 Rogue Runner is at $14 here. Pretty wide open, $4.40 the favourite, Starboy.
Oh, I really struggled with this race. I know we've got the satellite here of the sprint trip and the cup today. I thought this was the best race on the program, to be honest. Plenty of depth. And there's probably six or seven really good winning chances. In the end, I've marked them 5, 9, 4 and 6, putting Orion Fire on top. Yet to really measure up in this sort of open grade company, but I like the way he's gone about his business this year. Second at Muswellbrook in the Showcase Wayne Harris handicap, behind Spencer, two back, and then finished ninth in a field of 15 behind Noble Boy in the country championships final last start. Has been freshened up, and I think he just might get the right run here midfield behind what is sure to be a hectic speed. 90 Star Boy is one of those horses that will be rolling forward. It led them up at Eagle Farm last time, and it was gathered in late by spin over the 1,200 metres. It should give a sight. Four Jet Girl, she's absolutely flying at the moment. She's won her last three. I just think she's slightly suspect at the 1,200 metres, particularly against this kind of opposition. She did win over the 1,200 metres for the first time last start, but that was against the Caliera Gem and Eyesore. There's a lot better horses engaged here today. Six-man Fana is coming off a big win to Gundagai last start, where it won by 4.5 lengths in defeating Bank of Erin. But I can't believe I haven't found a spot here for two Firmina Lad. This horse was caught deep last start in a hot race, the Wagga Town Plate, was only beaten four lengths and did win the Town Plate Prelude part of that at Wagga. If you're having a quaddie, I'd be throwing it in. It's got the good draw and did win this race last year by, I think it might have been seven lengths in quick time. So that just goes to show you how strong this race is. 5, 9, 4, and 6.
5, 9, 4, and 6. We might get Mick at the end of the preview here to give us his quaddie for today as well. A bit of forewarning there for you, sir. Now, race 7 is the Park Services Club Gold Cup. It's over the mile. It's worth $32,000. And in terms of scratchings here, we have none. We have a field of 9. One is Class Clown. Now, it's $3.80 up to $4. You've got two, it's a fait accompli, $5 into $4.60 this morning. Three, Wild Cavalier, four out to $4.60. Four, Dane Trill, six into $5.50. Five, Any Blinkin' Day is at $5. Now, 9 into $8.50, about 6 a Kato. 7 Night Spun is 19s into 10s. 8 Good Host is at 26. And Pyramid Prince, number 9, the Ruffy, at $151. How do you see the cup, Mick?
I don't see it that clearly, to be honest. I really struggled with this race. You've got a few horses that have been, you know, very competitive in these country cups for a number of years now, but they're largely out of form. I've marked them 2, 1, 5 and 4. Taking its fait accompli on trust here. This horse has a dynamite third-up record, and he is third-up today. He's had four starts third-up for two wins and two minor placings. In saying that, he's had a very different preparation to what he normally would have had. He usually starts over the sprint trips and builds towards this kind of trip third-up. So far, he's had two runs this prep. He was first up for 23 weeks when contesting the Gundagai Cup over the 1,800 metres, failed there, and then went around in the Country Cup at Wagga last time and finished last. Bobby Alyssa on board today. The sting out of the ground won't bother him. I think he'll get a nice run in transit, and look, he's as good a chance as any. One Class Clown. I won this race last year, and he ticks a few boxes here. The only thing I don't like about him is the 61 kilos he's going to have to cart around. He's got an inside draw. He'll roll forward. And I don't think this field's as strong as it was last year when he was a strong winner. A 5 Any Blinkin' Day. If it was a slightly wetter track or more damp, I would be probably putting him on top. He won a Dubbo Cup, I think, on a heavy track going back a few seasons. He's mixing his form. He was a winner there over the 1,100 metres, defeating Adelaide three starts back. He was very good at Orange behind Absolute Ripper when way back in trip. And then last time, I thought he probably had conditions made to order and was disappointing in the Diggers' Cup there. So he can bounce back. He's a quality horse. And four, Dane Trill, best of the rest, has the inside gate. Shouldn't be too far away. 2, 1, 5, and 4.
2, 1, 5, 4 for Mick Wallace in the Cup. Race 8 wraps it up at 4.45. The Telescope Tyres and Batteries Class 2, it's over 1,200. 9, 14, 17, 18, not running here. One is Gazimba. Now it's at 9.52. Kenneth at 14, 3 Killer Miller, $34, 4 Revolver, 14s to 15s, 5 Sahara Imar at $3.80, 6 Fairy Fragments, $31, 7 Pretty Song, 13, You've got 8, Tennessee Pasher at 12. 10 is Farstar, 34. 11, What Did He Say, 71. 12, Audio Bay at 17. Now, the short price fave here, number 13, Pressbox, 225 into 220 this morning. You've got 15, Pullman Brown at 51, and 16 in Leiden Boy, 120. Market says it's, well, it's all one-way traffic.
I think Pressbox will win the last. This horse was very impressive getting the maiden out of the way at Bathurst last time. My numbers 13, 5, 10, and 7. She had a nice camp in behind them, dashed quickly in the straight and put them away. Won by a length and a half, could have won by further. Looks certain to get a beautiful running transit here behind the speed. And no weight on her back, 54 kilos. Dean Murphy stable going from strength to strength over the last 18 months or so. She's a clear on-top selection for mine. Over 5, Sahara Emar, who was ridden for speed there at Mudgee, and it paid off. He went pretty quick in front, and it kept on trucking to defeat to Humboldt and Tennessee Pasha. I can only imagine they'll adopt similar tactics here again today. The 10, which is Far Star, is a representative from the Mick Plummer Yard. Finished last at Hawkesbury after leading last start. And knocked up there, was beaten a long way. But this is easier, has a good draw, and should be on speed again today. And 7, Pretty Song, always a chance in a race like this one. A class 1 at Wellington. 2 starts back, followed that up with a 4th at Goulburn behind Dr. Zeus. And that was an even enough effort. A must be a trifecta than first force. 13, 5, 10 and 7 in the lucky last.
13, 5, 10, 7 on the last there today. Mick Wallace, what do you like as a good thing? And run us through a quaddy, if you don't mind.
Hoping to bookend the program, I think race 1, number 4, Toulon Brook, will be very hard to beat. And then we'll save our money up for the last race 8, number 13, Press Box. As far as the quaddy goes, bear with me as we flick through the form guide. Race 5, putting in all 4 numbers here. 2, Griffin's Gaze, 4, Quietly Confident, 1, Krua Nui, and 9, Nordic Noir. Very, very tough race is the second leg of the quaddy. I'm putting in a 5, Orion Fire, 9, Star Boy, 4, Jet Girl, 6, Manzana, and 2, Firminar Lad. That brings us to the Parks Cup, where we're going at 2, It's Fait Accompli, 1, Class Clown, 5, Annie Blinken Day, and 4, Dane Trill. And then we're pinning our faith on 13, Press Box, 1 out in the last to try and bring the cost of the quaddy down.
Do you hope you make it that far, hey? Hope you make it that far.
That's
lovely. Okay. Well, Mick, have a good day today. Cole Hodges on board to call his. I don't know how many Parks Cups he's called, but he'll be having a fabulous time. And we get Cole as well along. He'll be doing his best bets a bit later on this morning. Tab move is about 20 past 12. So, Mick, enjoy Parks. Thanks for your time. Speak to you later.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kevin. Just before I go, big happy Mother's Day to my mother, Michelle, who's a huge help to me, being a single dad. She helps out with the kids and always has. So a happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all the other mothers out there.
And is your mum listening to her young boy on the radio this morning?
She does from time to time. I'm not sure if she is today, but, you know, we'll find out soon enough.
No doubt.
Call afterwards.
All right. Well done. Thanks, Mick.
Good on you, Kevin.
There, mate. Okay, so there we go. That's the Parks Cup rundown with Mick Wallace. As I mentioned before, we do have the Parks harness on today as well. Craig Easy will give us his thoughts after 11 there. But also big day for the footy at Parks. What a day it is. The Parks Spaceman hosting Ningen. Top of the table clash at Pioneer Oval. So if you're going to the footy, you'll need the radio so you can hear the races and the trots. Massive day in Parks. And you'll hear all of it, of course, on 99.9 FM. 28 past 10. Andrew Bensley never stops. He's had 2 hours sleep, and he's all pumped for Chasing and Pacing Rewind. He's up next.
Race Day is brought to you by Tab's new trio. Pick the first 3 in any order to win. Gamble responsibly. Every day, Sky Sports Radio sets up your race day with Racing HQ. Monday to Friday from 10, catch all the New South Wales previews for Thoroughbred, Harness and Greyhounds. For all things racing, you can trust Sky Sports Radio.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the Randwick Guineas.
Speed.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Class.
Here comes the favourite astern, and the colt is letting rip with a big run.
Brilliant. You'll find them all on the Darley roster, from local heroes to world-renowned champions, proven stallions to the next big thing. See our new roster and fees at darley.com.au. Success in the ring and on the track starts with a Darley stallion, and the rest will follow.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp would like to remind you donations can be made to the National Jockeys Trust at any time.